In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Hello everyone and welcome to your own program, Horizon Magazine. I appreciate you taking the time to join us for yet another edition of this program. Be they near or far, Muslim or not, appreciative or indifferent, good ties with our family and relatives are paramount in Islam. Family ties, kinship, brotherhood, and love. All these words refer to Salatul Rahim, or maintaining the bounds of kinship, that is the subject of our today's show. As you know, we want your views and comments on the subjects discussed on this program. All you have to do is to send your emails at horizon@sahartv.ir. The greater the range of views, the greater discussion we would have. You may also call us at the numbers you see on your screen during the program. Well, let's get started, but first, let's have the program blessed with the day's supplication.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O the greatest of all greats, O Allah, O the one who causes the rivers of kindness flow. Really, generosity is only your generosity. And all these generosities of the people are only the leftovers of only your table of generosity.
Amen. Maintaining the bounds of kinship or Salatul Rahim indeed enjoys great importance in Islam. In Islamic language, Salatul Rahim is the right of those relatives who are not among the dependents. Literally, it means to join the womb. As the relatives are joined together through birth, this term practically means to do good to relatives. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights. And reverence the relations of wombs that bore you. For surely Allah ever watches over you. The Holy Quran, Surah 4, verse 1. Welcome back to Horizon Magazine. Apart from the spiritual benefits, Salatul Rahim maintains the unity of the family, the confidence that there are people who are always ready to extend their helping hands in time of need, create peace of mind and contentment of heart. Conversely, severing the ties is very high on the list of enormities. At two places in the Holy Quran, Allah has cursed the one severing family ties and those who break the covenant of Allah after its ratification and sever that which Allah has commanded to be joined and work mischief in the land. On them is the curse and for them is the unhappy home. The Holy Quran, Surah 13, verse 25. Now, joining me on the line is Mr. Yasser Makki. Mr. Makki, hello to you and welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for having me again, ma'am.
It's our pleasure. Mr. Makki, as you know, today we are talking about Salatul Rahim or maintaining the bounds of kinship. And you know that there is an issue that all of us always complain, although we visit our friends and relatives and try to help them and care for them. This is not, reciprocal action, and they don't treat us in the same way. What should we do in this situation that we try to maintain good relations with our relatives, but we are not treated in the same way?
Yeah, exactly. You're talking about something that I call it just a matter of attitude. You cannot change people's attitude, but you can indirectly try to make them change. In my idea, this is a very difficult question to answer, as a matter of fact, because people have got some kind of ideologies, and so long as I'm a teacher, I try to always make myself understand that the more indirect, the more effective. So my idea, if you just ask me, you were talking, I just say that You need to be, you know, you need to be try to be kind and things like that. You don't have to change yourself in order to be like them, for example, because if you try to become like people, people are not going to, you know, get sort of better. So in this situation, I will try to just keep being better and better and better and show them that, indirectly show them that nothing, you know, no policy is better than being a, you know, honest and more serious person and things like that. I think this is just a kind of a policy I take towards those kind of people.
Very good. And has it ever happened to you that you have been treated in this way? You know, you try to...
Yeah, exactly. I've been there around, you know. I have experienced a lot of, you know, different circumstances like that. Why?
Okay. And are you kind enough to explain one of the cases, if it is not too personal?
Of course. No, it's not personal, actually. You know, there have been a lot of them, but once when I just went to my aunt's, she had a problem I didn't know about, and when I asked her what it was, she tried to ignore, you know, answering the question back. So I didn't know nothing really about it because I was some kind of a little child, so I couldn't, you know, try to understand what my aunt was, you know, under at that time. But, you know, I tried to treat my aunt in the best way. But, you know, the more I started talking, the more, you know, I got negative responses and things like, and negative signals, you know, to me was, you know, all the time being sent. And, but because I was, as I just told you, I was a little kind of a, you know, guy, so I didn't understand that at that time. But after, you know, some hours, my aunt just told me that what the fact was. So it was so hard for me because I was being treated badly, and I didn't like that.
Okay, interesting. And Mr. Mackey, generally speaking, what is the definition of Silatul Rahim, and what is the root of this word?
You know, if you're asking me, I would just say that it picks up, you know, the definition is just picking up, you know, some kind of a sense of a compassion towards others, because it causes not only unity, but also it makes people get united. And it makes a whole world of difference, you know, to circumstances of families, because sometimes, you know, there is just no getting around it. And since, you know, unity is in any family hinges on, you know, kind of relationships that you're having. And sometimes, as you know, happiness, you know, is got stuffed by, you know, cash and things like that we have, you know, during life. But I believe that, you know, I understand that, you know, the best definition I can put for that is, you know, making happier circumstances for us, because you cannot, you know, foresee difficulties. So you need to try to have this kind of Silatul Rahim all the time, or visiting, you know, your family members and your relatives, because it's so important for the unity of the family and the relationship of the family, as a matter of fact.
And you mentioned the unity of family and the role played by Silatul Rahim in, you know, strengthening the ties between family members. And what about social cohesion? Does Silatul Rahim play any roles in providing social cohesion and encouraging cooperation and love among Muslims?
Why not? You know, I take the attitude that no religion like Islam, you know, puts a lot of emphasis. You know, it puts a great deal of emphasis on having, you know, Silatul Rahim and things like that. You know, Islam talks greatly. You know, it as I told you, it picks up your, you know, sense of compassion, and not only compassion but also cooperation that you mentioned. It was a very good thing to mention. And I believe that, you know, right now, as you can see, you know, we understand the spring of, you know, Islam, as you're fully aware, you know, through media and things like that. I believe that kind of cooperation, you know, is so good. And, yeah, of course, you know, Muslims have, you know, have the responsibility and duty on themselves in order to try to have Silatul Rahim more and more. And, of course, it can make a lot of better differences, and it can make a lot of better situations for us. Why not? Yeah, it's a... I think I do agree with that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mackey, and I'm really grateful to you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Goodbye. Hope to see you again. Bye. Severing the relationship creates a strife and conflict, and the unity of the family is shattered. It is common knowledge that this unity in the family always brings in its wake disgrace and opens the door of need and poverty. Now it's time to take a quick break. We'll come back soon. Stay with us.
You came to me in that hour of need when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the light above. Now all I want is to be with you. Is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa
Mustafa
ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa.
You came to me in a time of despair. I called on you, you were there. Without you, what would my life? Not know the unseen, the worlds between. For you I'd sacrifice, for you I'd give my life, anything just to be with you. I feel so lost at times by all the hurt and lies. Now is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa
Mustafa
ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa.
Showed me right from wrong, taught me to be strong. Need you more than ever, Ya Rasulallah. You came to me in the hour of need. Need you more than ever, Ya Rasulallah. You filled my heart with love, showed me the light above. Now all I want is to be. To be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa
Mustafa. Welcome back. You are watching Horizon Magazine, coming to you live from Tehran. The circle of Silatul Rahim covers the relatives whom you have the kith and kin relations with, whether they are the immediate relatives like the parents, brothers, sisters, uncles from the mother and the father's sides, or the non-immediate relatives like cousins. This applies to both a Muslim or a non-Muslim relative. Silatul Rahim has been defined as politeness, kind treatment, and concern for all one's relatives, even if distantly related, non-Muslim or unappreciative. Now it's time to take a quick break. We'll come back soon. Now, joining me on the line is Mr. Javad Mirkhalili, webmaster of Academy of Islamic Sciences and Culture. Mr. Mirkhalili, hello to you.
Hello. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Salaamu Alaikum. First of all, I shoot condolences these days belong to Imam Hussein, and I'm at your service.
Mr. Mir Khalili, are you kind enough to introduce your academy and also the website that you have, different segments of your websites, and the mission of your academy, and the rest of information?
If you let me, I explain about the Academy of Islamic Sciences, Sciences and Culture. First of all, I explain historical background. With the advent of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, religious studies entered a new era of growth and fluorescence. Following the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, a cultural and propagation institution came into being within the seminaries by Imam Khomeini's order, which later came to be known as the Propagation Office of the Qom Seminary. In addition to its main task, which was meeting the cultural and religious needs felt after the establishment of the Islamic Republic, the office undertook educational and research activities, embarking gradually on establishing research units and departments in various specialized scientific areas. What is noteworthy in the development of the office is the research work it has carried out in response to the social needs of the different stages of the revolution. The need to return to authentic and valuable Islamic sources and the necessity of recognizing and reconstructing Islamic culture in according with the requirements of the day, paved the ground in 1983 for the establishment of the Institute's first research center, called the Islamic Research Center. Having established four research centers, Center for Research on Islamic Philosophy and Theology, Center for Research on Jurisprudence and the Law, Center for Research on Political Science and Salt, Center for Research on the History and the Traditional Biography of the Holy Prophet's Persian Sea, and three research units, the Department for the Revival of Islamic Works, Dictionary Department, and the Center for Answering Religious Questions. The Institute could now, in its development and evolutionary course, make comprehensive research work its agenda. The lack of scholarly studies in the field of Quranic sciences motivated the Islamic Propagation Office in 1988 to establish an independent institute overseeing these matters. Having attracted the Quranic scholars and having accomplished various major projects, the center is now considered one of the major centers of Quranic studies in the country. The center, called the Center of Quranic Culture and Sciences, comprised these research groups in the fields of Quranic commentary, creation of a Quranic encyclopedia, and a new research topic. In Khorasan as well, the Islamic Propagation Office has since 1989 launched various research activities establishing different scholarly teams and producing dozens of research projects by utilizing the capacities of local seminaries and universities. Similarly, the Isfahan branch of the office has in recent years begun research pursuits. On the other hand, the need for scientific study of Mahdi's led to the establishment of the first seminary institute called the Waiting for Light Cultural Institute in the field, inaugurated in 1988, in has had a deep effect on the expansion of Mahdi's studies in the Qom Seminary, together with the comprehensive planning of the Islamic Propagation Office and preparing its mission statement in 2001, the research department to revise its structure, objective and policies, outlining its major research procedures along with the goals and programs of its affiliate research centers and teams. According to the new structure, all research centers must be organized within the framework of a comprehensive research center. After several years of follow-up and eventually with the approval of four research centers by the Supreme Council of Expansion, permission for establishing the Academy of Islamic Sciences and Culture was obtained from the Ministry of Science, Research and Technology. Currently, efforts are being made to gain approval for the official establishment of the Center of Culture and Sciences of Holy Quran and Center of Social and Economic Sciences. The organization is also trying to change the cultural center of Waiting for Light to a research center and establish the Center for Research on Islamic Ethics and Education, which is presently working in the form of a team. Thus, the invaluable scientific heritage papers by two decades of research efforts made by the office is currently in the form of a unified, comprehensive scientific research organization that has no parallel.
Sorry, Mr. Mir Khalili, do you have my voice? I'm awfully sorry for my interruption, but because we have run out of time, are you kind enough to sum up your words?
Okay, if you let me, I want to explain about our mission, okay?
I think that we don't have enough time. We can leave it for another session.
Okay.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for giving this opportunity.
Have a good time.
Goodbye.
Now it's time to take a look at today's report that is about an exhibition that was held in Reza Abbasi's museum. Please take a look.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم خیلی خوشحالم که به عنوان
In the name of God, I'm so delighted to be at your service as an archaeologist and one of the experts at this museum. It's 2 years since I was appointed as the head of the Reza Abbasi Museum. Due to the high artistic and cultural values of the museums in this country, it's an honor for me to serve my dear people at the museum systems. Reza Abbasi Museum is among the top international museums established in 1977, aimed at bringing about a small, though helpful, collection of invaluable artistic and cultural works in Iran, and after the revolution, various collections were gathered, and other museums such as Negarestan Museum were annexed to it, and different halls were set up. Currently, Reza Abbasi Museum has five professional halls of highly valuable cultural and artistic works in Iran. Taking into consideration the richness of storages and halls at this museum, I can assure you that the museum has stored very precious works with various themes and subgroups since 5 or 6 years before the Christ to the Qajarid era, and a large portion of these works are kept in the Reza Abbasi Museum's storages. We are currently at a temporary exhibition venue of the museum. As we are duty-bound and considering the general interest of the public on some occasions, if possible, we temporarily showcase a valuable set of works in the storage in this venue and invite esteemed people in advance. The works at Reza Abbasi Museum are unique. I can claim that the collection we possess is almost peerless in the entire world. The manuscript, calligraphy, and painting sections are a different story. We decided to hold a temporary exhibition of religious works at Reza Abbasi Museum during the Muharram morning days in this venue, and you can see some of those works in this exhibition. In this exhibit, we showcase a collection of invaluable copies of the Quran dating back from the 3rd and 4th centuries to the Qajari dynasty for the visitors. Tea house paintings themed the events of Karbala, and some works related to Muharram, such as steel-made signs, are seen here. They are considered as masterpieces of steel work during the Qajari era in the steel industry, which are made by etching and carving. In the manuscript section of this museum, the copies of the Quran and supplication books are unique in terms of calligraphy and illumination. I should also point out that some well-known copies of the Quran, such as Baisongur, which are kept at the Reza Abbasi Museum since the 9th century on the Islamic calendar, are among the outstanding calligraphy and manuscript treasures of Reza Abbasi Museum.
Welcome back to Horizon Magazine. Islam came to set all our relationships right. This includes our relations with Allah as well as with other human beings. Silatul Rahim is a very important part of the latter. Islam calls for the upholding of the ties of kinship because of the great effect that this has on achieving social cohesion and perpetuating cooperation and love among the Muslims. Now it's time to take a short break. We'll come back soon. Now, on the line, we have Ms. Neda Kutani with us. Neda, hello to you.
Hello.
Neda, as you know, today we are talking about Salatul Rahim, or maintaining and upholding the ties of kinship. I hope that you have good relations with your relatives. Am I right?
Yeah, of course, I do.
Okay, good. Now, Neda, are you kind enough to tell me the benefits of having good relations with our relatives?
First of all, let me say hello to all the viewers to program and start by the name of God. Of course, it has a lot of benefits. We know all about it. So it causes a great livelihood, prolonged life. I mean, causes good behavior, causes changing the aspirate, and it brings happiness. And of course, in visiting the elders or visiting each other, affection will increase among the relatives and among the member of the relatives and the family. By visiting each other, you know, you can find the problems you can find out all your problems and, your relatives' problems, and you can solve it, try to help each other. It has a lot, you know. Of course, we cannot tell it in one word, in one sentence. Of scores, it helps a lot. So I think it is good.
Thank you, Neda. And Neda, what about the consequences of severing ties with our relatives in this world and the hereafter?
Of course, as you know, our greatest people, they all the time code about visiting each other, especially elders, and even in our ancient Iran, our ancient, civilization, we had it. So, of course, it is so important to visit each other, and it brings, as I told you, it brings affection. And visiting elders, it is, you know, from any times up to now, it is told and it is emphasized to people, regardless of their religion. Iranian, they pay attention to it a lot. You know, of course, the parents treat and bring up their children to visit the elders. You know, it's kind of treatment for the children, Iranian children. And of course, about the religion, we can talk about it. The religion emphasizes on it. The religion emphasizes on it a lot. So, of course, it has a good consequences. But unfortunately nowadays, you know, you see that, of course, it has disadvantages. Let me tell you.
Thank you so much, Neda. Yeah. But because we have run out of time, I have to end your conversation here and say goodbye to you. But many thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a million.
Hope to see you again. There is no doubt that a society whose members maintain family relations and treat each other mercifully forms an invincible fort and a fortified castle. It produces close-knit families and a solid social structure that provides the world with leaders, instructors, teachers, and reformers who carry the torches of guidance to their nation and all of humanity. Kinship ties refer to a person's bond with his paternal and maternal relatives, and maintaining them implies being good and kind to one's relations in both words and deeds. This includes visiting them, caring for them, supporting the needy among them, and helping them with their affairs. Maintaining ties of kinship does not mean visiting or helping one's relatives in return for similar deeds on their parts. True upholding of family relations is do so with those kith and kin who sever their bond with us. Salatu Rahim means that a person should not give any trouble to his relatives, should deal with them with love and Islamic ethics, should participate in their sorrow and joy, and if possible, should help them financially. Salatu Rahim covers all relatives whose relationship is none. By maintaining good relations with kinship, one's life is prolonged and sustenance and provisions is blessed and increased. Happiness and prosperity become the natural consequence, and one protects himself from the evil ends. Islam has come to create healthy family relationships and close ties of kinship. Islam teaches that our family relationships must be built on a foundation of kindness and compassion. That's it for this edition of Horizon Magazine. Thank you for being with us. Also, I would like to thank our guests who joined us today. You could have access to this program and the previous editions of Horizon Magazine at english.sahartv.ir. God willing, we'll be here next week at the same time. Until then, goodbye and have a great time.